Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dan, Pops America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Mary Sterrett, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party. I would like to thank her formally on the air for being my guest host this last week on at least three occasions as I was away at the No More Wars for Israel conference in Southern California. Mary, how are you?
I am fine. Big shoes to fill, Mark, while you were away, but I did enjoy it.
Well, good, and I was telling the listeners, Mary, before we brought you on this time, that I was just thrilled to have somebody of your caliber to do the show for me while I was gone. That's across the board. I know what you represent as a person. I know what you believe ideologically. And then, of course, you have that very, very unique media background as well, both in print journalism as well as electronic journalism. And when you combine all of those things together, it makes for a great host.
Well, thank you. And I have to say, you've got some pretty dialed-in listeners, because the folks who called in know their stuff. They were articulate, and iron does sharpen iron. I was amazed at the caliber of the folks who were calling in, and they do know their stuff.
Well, that's good, and I also hope that it helps your efforts with the Constitution Party, because, you know, it seems to me, particularly as I watch what's been going on just in the last week alone, you know, I've been reading some things over the air this morning in regard to, of course, this Turkish indication coming out of Ankara that they have now authorized cross-border military attacks in northern Iraq if their prime minister should so order them. This whole thing between Putin and Bush continues to heat up in terms of Iran. The House of Representatives is now uncertain as to whether or not it wants to proceed with this Armenian genocide resolution. There are a lot of things that seem to be dovetailing, Mary, that point, in my judgment, toward a widening of the war, including the fact that when I was in L.A., driving in downtown L.A. just a couple of days ago, and, of course, oil had gone to either $83 or $86 a barrel. The CBS News analysts out there in Los Angeles were predicting that it would go to $100 a barrel by the end of the year. None of this looks very good, does it?
It doesn't, and I think what's even more frightening is I got a copy of the Republican Party census document, which is what they send out. It's a fundraising tool. They ask you to fill out a bunch of questions, and one of those, you know, pseudo-surveys where they like to say, well, you know, what do you think about this, and by the way, send us a check. And as you know, the Republican Party coffers are way, way down because nobody's donating anymore. But one of the questions they ask people is, do you support the use of airstrikes against any country that offers safe harbor or aid to individuals or organizations committed to further attacks on America? What does that say to you? What that
says
is, you know, hey, let's go bomb Iran.
Well, exactly. And, you know, when you see the questions being framed that way, when you see the pattern of developments that we've had just in the last 7 or 8 days alone, it seems to me that the most frightening aspect of this, which has not gone unnoticed in the international media, and that is that the very pattern that you cite, Mary, is the sort of thing that we were seeing for days and weeks and for a few months before the March 2003 invasion of Iraq. So I'm frankly of the opinion that the Bush administration has decided to do this thing, that it's going to happen, barring an act of God. And then, of course, once the lid is pulled off of this thing, it's really hard to know exactly where it's going to lead.
People want to know how we get behind wars like this, and I've been doing some homework on what happened in the media leading up to this war. But I think people need to know that the United States military has been spending millions of dollars to put paid propaganda in the Iraqi news media. And the Government Accountability Office also found out that the Bush administration has been sending news reports to American television stations, and everyone's thinking it's real news. So we'll talk about that more.
Yes, let's pick that up when we come back with Mary Sterrett, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, when Mark Dankoff's America returns live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
This is Mark Dantos in America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Mary Sterrett, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, hooking up with us live from the state of Oregon. And Mary was just talking before the last commercial break about the manipulation of news on the part of the Bush administration, utilizing a series of both domestic and foreign outlets and strategies to get a particular slant on this war before the American public. Mary, go ahead.
I think it's a good idea to look at this stuff only because we're going to see it again. So it's really good to sharpen your senses to make sure you take note of this stuff as it's going to be happening from here on out. But as I was saying, what we found out was that the United States military's been spending, the Pentagon's been spending money to put paid propaganda in the Iraqi news media. Also, we found out that the GAO found out that the Bush administration has been producing these little news reports, and if, as you know, the budgets in local news stations have been severely cut because of competition from cable, so they don't have a lot of money to produce news stuff. So they'll be happy to take anything that's already pre-produced. So whenever you see video on the news showing a local soldier in Iraq, you know, playing with an Iraqi child or, you know, holding a kitten and giving a kid candy, know that it's been produced by the Department of Defense, and we're talking about a lot of money. So they go through a group. It's a Washington-based public relations firm. It's called the Lincoln Group. And they give money to the Iraqis, call them spokespersons, have them do stories in the Iraqi media, and they also do stories on the American news. And there's a book out by Norman Solomon called War Made Easy, How Presidents and Pundits Keep Spinning Us to Death. And what you saw during the lead-up to the Iraqi war was a lot of reporters and editors kind of fueled this drive to go to war. And any of the basic principles of ethical journalism were just tossed out the window, and it's happening again. Because when they beat the drum for war in Iraq in 2002 and 2003, now they're keeping it up by saying, well, we've got to stay in there. If you look at what happened with the New York Times, for instance, some of their headlines that said, get out of Iraq now? Not so fast, experts say. And then there was another one. The only consensus in Iraq, nobody's leaving right now. So they put it into our minds that there's no way out. It's not a good thing to get out. And you get this basically harmonizing of the news. And it's going to be happening now with Iran. They're going to tell us there is no such thing as an Iran that's not on the warpath, and we better get them now. So what the vets are seeing there is decidedly different than the war that's being sold to us at home. And the Christian media and the Christian celebrities have been co-opted as well.
Well, yes, and that's something that I know that you're fully qualified to address, Mary. As we look at this whole business, a couple of things come to mind. One is that antiwar.com's lead story today is Juan Cole's essay for Salon entitled The Iran Hawks. It says that Rudolph Giuliani and Hillary Clinton think a tough line on Tehran will sell politically. They could be right. And then, of course, at the same time that it appears that the war party is pretty much co-opting both the Republican and Democratic parties, we see something coming to us from the Jerusalem Post today, talking about John Hagee of San Antonio's Cornerstone Church. And the lead headline by Saul Elbein of the Jerusalem Post says, quote, evangelicals raise $8.5 million for the Jewish state, unquote. Now, aren't we seeing a situation here, Mary, when it comes to this whole business of war, that between media control and Bush's co-optation of much of the Christian religious right and the Jewish lobby's disproportionate influence in the Democratic Party, where there is a very strange coalition building in support of attacking Iran?
Well, yeah. I mean, the Christians are on board, but they have been. They've been co-opted since the 70s. You had Nixon going after the silent majority because of all the opposition to the Vietnam War. And then he got the Christian right and the conservatives to back the war effort. Then you had Reagan getting Jerry Falwell, get the moral majority, get him on his side for what went on in Central America. You had Newt Gingrich. He got Pat Robertson and Ralph Reed and the Christian Coalition to get together and rally against the Bill Clinton administration. Now what we see is Gary Bauer, who used to work in the Reagan administration, he's heading up a new organization called FAC, Forgotten Americans Coalition. And it's a bunch of conservatives, you know, like Robertson and Paul Weyrich and Tim LaHaye, and he's got them beating. This is basically an organization that beats the drum to continue the occupation of Iraq. So this is nothing new to have the Christians co-opted, because they're ever so happy to have a place at the table, even if it's at a back table in a back room where they're being fed scraps.
What in terms of this whole situation, what does our mutual friend Howard Phillips think of all of this?
Well, Howard Phillips, who, as you know, started the what is now the Constitution Party, the only party that's basically got a handle on the constitutional mandates for going to war or not going to war or any of that stuff, is saying that he has, what he has witnessed is and he was a guest on the program while you were at the conference. He's basically saying that we have to be very careful who we listen to, despite what their credentials are. We tend to dismiss, you know, if somebody's got a Christian label or a quote-unquote conservative label, we think, well, okay, they must be right because they're a Republican or conservative or Christian. And we have to really look beyond that to find out whether or not they're really on the right track.
Well, yes, and it seems to me that this is particularly true, Mary, when it comes to a lot of our mutual friends in the so-called Christian right. I mean, even for people who disagree with me, and I have plenty of friends in the Christian community and in the conservative movement that do not agree with my anti-Zionist stance. That's a very serious difference of opinion, but it's real. We need to acknowledge it. It does not prevent me, of course, from talking with these folks and from having good exchanges of ideas on a whole variety of other topics. But even when it comes to those who feel, erroneously in my view, that we need to go to war with Iran and that we need to do it on Israel's behalf, even for those who feel this way, I think that they need to be challenged to ensure that the Constitution of the United States is followed. If, in fact, this is something that the United States needs to be doing, and I say that it isn't, I think it would be a dreadful mistake. But even aside from that, for those who believe that this is something that we need to do, certainly the Constitution of the United States comes into play once again in Article 1, Section 8. And if we once again find ourselves in an undeclared war, this time an expansion of this war in the Middle East, that's engaged in with executive fiat, then once again the Constitution of the United States, in my view, will have been completely trampled underfoot.
Well, you're right, but sometimes people are so blinded by labels or by their prejudices and thinking, I can't be wrong. This is a serious issue, and Israel is a serious issue to Christians and Jews. They don't look at the facts. You know, don't let the facts get in the way. So they'll just refuse to see. It's kind of like how the Christians have been co-opted all along. They refuse to see the facts, like Bush isn't our guy, or this administration is certainly not got any earmarks of Christianity, or that we've done a whole lot of things in this administration with a quote-unquote evangelical president that we never would have allowed with Clinton in the White House. So I think we've got to start looking at things like the Constitution and to say that, you know, just because, you know, Israel wants us to carry their water once again, we've got to at some point say no. It's not in our best interest. It's immoral and it's unconstitutional.
Yes. Well, that's certainly my point of view on the whole thing. And again, I've been struck by the speed with which things seem to be happening just in the 7 or 8 days that I've been away. Between all of this controversy over the Armenian genocide bill in the House and Turkey's response to this, and now Turkey's threat, which of course they've held in their hand for quite some time, that they might cross into Iraq and attack the PKK there in the Kurdish section of northern Iraq, and all of the exchanges back and forth between Bush and Putin, which have gotten increasingly strident, especially it seems to me on the president's side. This is no, we're not talking at this point about anything theoretical here. These are the kinds of things that nations say to one another in the run-up to major conflagrations, and much of the stuff coming out of Washington and Tel Aviv and Moscow and Ankara in recent days reminds me of the run-up to both the First and the Second World Wars.
Yeah, and there's no question about it. This is not something that's just happened. This has been in the works for a long time. The war against Iraq has been in the works, certainly before 9/11. And there's such a calculated geopolitical currency to doing this, so it has nothing to do with weapons of mass destruction or nuclear, you know, attacks and things like that. It's a calculated effort, because I always ask people, come on, if we really wanted to defend the interests of the United States, wouldn't we wage some of these wars against North Korea or China, which have actually literally threatened us with nuclear attack? And it's real. But no, there's a reason why we're doing what we're doing, where we're doing it.
Yes, and I think once again, and of course, one can say that it's one of the or the other predominantly, but it does seem that the whole question of supporting Zionism in the Middle East is a central part of this. Another thing that consistently comes up, and of course even the London Financial Times is acknowledging this, is a major competition once again between the major power over fossil fuel energy in the Middle East and in Central Asia. We'll be back with Mary Sterrett, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, when Mark Dankoff's America returns live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Back. This is Mark Dantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our very special guest today is Mary Sterrett, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, who comes to us live from the state of Oregon this morning. Mary, as we talk about these various things that are happening, I was reading something before you came on the air this morning from Thomas B. Edsel, formerly of the Washington Post. He, of course, was there from 1981 to 2006. He's now the political editor of the so-called Huffington Post. And with the Huffington Post, as of October the 15th, Edsel has an essay entitled, To His Dismay, Ron Paul Becoming a Magnet for White Supremacists. Edsel goes on to say that through no fault of his own, Representative Ron Paul's anti-globalist, anti-government campaign for the Republican presidential nomination has become a magnet in neo-Nazi networks, pulling in activists and supporters from the fringe white nationalist community where anti-Semitism, anti-black, and anti-immigrant views are commonplace. In some cases, these internet-based activists acknowledge that even though the Paul campaign does not have a racist or anti-Semitic agenda, it can serve as a vehicle to find sympathizers and to recruit new loyalists drawn to the Republican congressman's opposition to international trade agreements, federal police authority, and to the income tax. In your judgment, Mary, just with what little bit I have read here and with what you know of Thomas B. Edsel and his background with the Washington Post up through last year, are we seeing the beginning of the media attack that is going to be launched against Ron Paul?
You can tell just how desperate they are by, as an example, the words that you just read. You had Sean Hannity during the first Fox debate, where he dismissed Ron Paul and said on the air, "I can't believe he's winning this text poll. I refuse to believe it." People are so apoplectic over this guy who happens to be 100% pure on his voting record constitutionally. You can tell the level of desperation in the media and in the power elite if they would go to such lengths to start these kinds of associations. Because let's face it, Ron Paul is squeaky clean, and these are the things that would take down the globalist agenda if people got if this man were to win the election. So now you're going to see the gloves are going to come off, and we're going to start to see all kinds of allegations against Ron Paul. But it's amazing; he's the only person in Washington who doesn't have any scandals in his background. I'm sure there are not too many. I should say there are probably others, but not too many. Who is 100% pure, personally, politically, and morally, and he's on the right track. How many other people would you not be able to take down because of some peccadillo?
Well, that's exactly right, and it seems to me, as I was saying to some of the folks on the air before you came on, we're beginning to see the pattern. I think of what happened to Buchanan in 1992 and in 1996. I remember I believe it was in 96, right after he won the New Hampshire primary, Time, Newsweek, and U.S. News and World Report all had cover stories on Pat Buchanan, and several of the covers were obviously intended to completely demonize him. There was an attempt made with the photography and the lighting and the shadows and so forth to give him a demonic aura. And, of course, this kind of strategy had some degree of effect through time. While I think it's going to be harder to demonize Ron Paul than it was Pat Buchanan, I think that nonetheless they're going to try.
They are going to try because I think they thought at this point he would have picked up his toys and gone home. But the groundswell, the interest, The fact that he's raised so much money tells them this isn't just a few fringe people getting on the internet and spreading the word. These are people from both sides of the political spectrum, and I think what's interesting to note is we were talking about the war earlier. You know, you had the New York Times and every major media outlet getting behind this, banging the drum for war, and yet we had all these poorly funded internet sites who got the message right. They were the ones who actually told us the truth. And so then what we saw was the United States government and the Pentagon taking money, taxpayer money, to go and to spin it on the internet. And Dick Cheney said, well, we're doing that because we know that the terrorists have access to the internet. They're very savvy. So what they did was they knew Americans were checking out the internet. They went to the internet and they tried to do spin control there. So the only ones who did have it right were not the major media outlets, the New York Times and the very well-funded outlets, but it's the internet sites that really do tell us the truth. And radio shows like this, people who are getting a clue are not listening to commercial radio as much as they used to because they're not getting the truth.
Well, yes, and I heard one of the speakers at this No More Wars for Israel conference talking about the complete irrelevancy of mass media today. And I don't know if I would say that it's completely irrelevant, but certainly when you start looking at this coverage of the war and of this Middle Eastern circumstance, it is absolutely striking, Mary, as you point out, that in the run-up to the war, as well as in the aftermath of the war, it was a series of internet sites, very poorly funded, operating on a shoestring, that were giving us the correct coverage all along at the same time that the New York Times and company were spinning us in the direction of an ill-advised Armageddon. We'll be back with Mary Sterrett, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, when Mark Dankoff's America returns live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
We're back. This is Mark Dan Fox America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're talking with Mary Sterrett, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, who hooks up with us live from the state of Oregon this morning. Mary, when I was out in Los Angeles, and then we'll take a caller, by the way. We do have a caller on the line. When I was in Los Angeles, Mary, I was looking at an incredible story in WorldNet Daily entitled "Mom and Dad Banished by New California Law." I'll read the summary of the article here. Mom and Dad, quote-unquote, as well as husband and wife, quote-unquote, have been banned from California schools under a bill signed by Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who with his signature also ordered public schools to allow boys to use girls' restrooms and locker rooms and vice versa if they choose. The bills signed by Schwarzenegger include SB 777, which bans anything in public schools that could be interpreted as negative toward homosexuality, bisexuality, and other alternative lifestyle choices. There are no similar protections for students with traditional or conservative lifestyles and beliefs, however. What on earth is going on here? We have a Republican governor in California who has signed something of this type. It begs the question, doesn't it, why should any conservative continue to trust the Republican Party anywhere?
Well, I think that Senate bill should have been called SB 666 instead.
And
those are the people who say, but he's a Republican, I'm going to vote for him. I ask people, look at the insanity of what the Republicans have foisted on us. Ask yourself what you truly believe, and ask yourself if you've gotten it from the Republicans, and whether or not it's time to stop holding your nose and voting, because you're not getting what you want. You might as well vote for what you do want. You just might get it.
Well, that's exactly right, and once again, the irony of this Christian right alliance with Bush is just beyond belief. Of course, we are on the same page in believing that the president is barking up the wrong tree when it comes to this war. We are on the correct same page, I think, Mary, and what you and I have seen the Bush administration doing, and the Bush-Schwarzenegger wing of the Republican Party doing in regard to these social issues. It is just beyond belief that when you combine all of this with the furthering drive toward world government, with the creation of this North American Union, that anyone who identifies himself or herself as a part of the Christian right in America can be blindly supportive of George W. Bush, the Republican Party. But this is exactly where we are. I've never seen anything quite like it. It's crazy.
Yeah, and I think we're going to see more of it, because we've got this kind of star-spangled, we look at this war through star-spangled eyes, and we'll look at the next war through star-spangled eyes, because the media is going to convince that the Americans who aren't paying attention that we better bomb Iran, we better stay in Iraq, because otherwise it's going to happen over here.
Yes, and aside from that, well, there are so many things that are wrong with that point of view that it's really hard to know where to begin. One is that when you're supporting preemptive war and terrorism in somebody else's territory, one should not be surprised when they hit back, Rudolph Giuliani notwithstanding. The other thing that's absolutely amazing to me, having come back from Los Angeles, is that anyone could fail to see all of what is happening to the United States simply within our borders. This gets back to something called immigration, illegal immigration in particular. I'm looking at something that Dr. Edward R. Fields has written in the October 15th American Free Press, and it's entitled, "Experts say that by 2042, Los Angeles will be 96% minority." Fields says L.A. is sinking under the weight of Mexico's population explosion. California has about 39 million residents, and a majority are non-white. By the year 2050, this will jump to 60 million, with Los Angeles being 80% Mexican. Whites and blacks alike are leaving California at a rate of 100,000 a year. And then, of course, Fields goes on to analyze all of what he believes those demographics to mean. But it seems to me that when we start talking about going to war on behalf of America, that between the moral decline and the destruction of our Constitution and the kind of demographic earthquake that's occurred in this country just in the last 15 or 20 years, that we need to take a closer look at what's actually happened to America.
Well, America has ceased to exist because we're so busy pushing this multicultural type of mentality. And my grandparents came here from Italy and from Ireland. And the first thing they did was, and sometimes they changed their name just to fit in. And they wanted to be Americans, and they wanted to eat American food, and they wanted to fit in, and they didn't ask for any handouts or any government help in any way. And that's not what we're seeing with the current crop of mostly illegal immigrants who are coming here because it's a big smorgasbord. They get to have a jackpot baby that anchors them here, and then all bets are off because they can commit crimes and we allow this to continue, and they can get on the government dole, and we're going to pay for it. How long can we sustain that infrastructure?
Well, that's right. And looking at this Fields article in the American Free Press on October the 15th, he says L.A. County will increase from 9.6 million to 13 million. Most of the increase is from Mexican immigrants and their high birth rate. Liberals argue that the low white birth rate should be replaced by more Mexicans in order to pay for Social Security in the future. The problem is that Mexicans have a 50% high school dropout rate, an ingrained welfare dependency, crime involvement, and drug gang wars. Many never learn to speak English. Also, many work for cash and pay no taxes at all. How is this unskilled, uneducated segment of the population going to pay for Social Security benefits? The answer is not forthcoming. That, of course, comes to us from Edward Fields in the American Free Press. You know, whether I'm looking at this, Mary, or the whole issue of the fact that Mr. Bush's $50 billion war in Iraq has suddenly turned into what looks to be approximately at least $1.5 trillion in expenditures by the time it's over, suggests that whether we're looking at foreign policy or domestic policy, that the United States is looking increasingly like the Roman Empire.
Yeah, and when you start to see this far-reaching, far-flung countries where we've got to exercise our imperialism, there's no question about the fact. In fact, there's a quote from Tom Brokaw leading up to the war, and I thought this was kind of interesting. He said, one of the things that we don't want to do is to destroy the infrastructure of Iraq, because in a few days we're going to own that country. And this was sitting in a panel of retired generals on the opening night of Operation Iraqi Freedom, which, by the way, this was a whole branding of all the television stations, CNN, everybody else pretty much branding Operation Iraqi Freedom. I think CNN was the one who adopted that U.S. code name. But when you have Brokaw saying stuff like, hey, we're going to own that country, where is it? Where is it said that we are to own any country but our own?
Well, that's exactly right, and the fact of the matter is we don't own our own country anymore. Certainly when you look at all of this problem with what Pat Buchanan has described as a foreign invasion that's come into our come across our shores and come across our borders, and then you look at this whole business of the amount of money that we owe to foreign banks, and you start thinking about the billions and billions of dollars that are owed to the communist Chinese and to the Japanese and to the Saudi Arabians, and the way in which the Chinese are using all of these trade deficits to snap up American companies, it certainly seems to me that Brokaw needs to take a look at the fact that not only do we not have a right to own Iraq, we no longer own America.
Well, there's a trade deficit with China now that's $233 billion. That's a world record between any two countries. We used to produce 42% of everything that was made in the world. We don't anymore.
Yes, and when you look at the destruction of the manufacturing sector of the economy, again in conjunction with the cultural declension, the creation of a federal police state, and this military expansionistic overreach abroad, all of these things, it seems to me, find their historical precursor in what happened to the ancient Roman Empire, and barring an absolute miracle of God, in my view, that's exactly where we're headed. Dan in Houston, you're on the line for Mary Sterrett. Go ahead, Dan.
Yes, sir. It's a fabulous show as usual. Yes, Mary, I'm a the Constitution Party. And I was wondering if you could look at a web link, the RBN Live website. There's a web link to something called www.closetheborder.now.com. And it's gotten thousands of responses. And it's the idea came from some constitutional lawyers on another talk show, one of your competition talk shows. Anyway, they said that the Constitution was written by our fabulous forefathers, where they anticipated some gang of thugs or a clique taking over the Senate and the House and the White House and the Supreme Court, the right to petition the government, the Second Amendment to petition, and they were saying if someone had this website, closetheborder.now.com. People go there and they print the web, they print it, they sign it, and they mail it with their voter registration number to make it, you know, up to snuff with the laws for petitions. That's one way to get our country back without firing a shot. And there'd probably be enough support than enough even thugs that are senators and congressmen would have to back it, except how the Constitution requires them to. I'm just trying to point that out. Because, the John Birch Society claims they want to save our country. I think they're a bunch of phonies. The leaders are, I think. Membership aren't, but they started one, and Bill O'Reilly started one too. He missed it for about half a microsecond on one of his shows. Go to his website, he's got one there, Close the Border. It's a phony petition. He even tried to advertise it anymore. Even he agrees that would work. I always pray God to inspire you to have the Constitution Party make that part of your movement. Something like that. closetheborder.now.com. If you go look at it, I think you'd love it. And it's my website, and I'm not real good at making websites, but you can take it over and I give it to you if you think you could put it, use it in your movement. And then one more question, too, about Ron Paul. I've talked to people who say that they think Ron Paul wants marijuana to be legal, and that Ron Paul does not want gay marriage. I mean, he does not want a federal law to make a man and woman to be a family. He wants that to be state law, which makes me want to vomit. I hope it's not true. So, well, that's what I have to say. Can you verify that Ron Paul is does not want marijuana to be legal? Can you verify that?
Can I jump in there, Mark, or did you want to?
No, go ahead, Mary.
Okay. First of all, let's talk about prohibition. Prohibition doesn't work. We saw that with alcohol. And what we found during prohibition was that there was an increase in crime, an increase in deaths of people who were dying from making bathtub gin. And then the government stepped in and said, okay, you know, this isn't working. When prohibition was lifted, people still drank, but they weren't killing each other. It wasn't costing twice as much, and the government got their pound of flesh from taxes. So when you prohibit something, it does not mean that it goes away. What Ron Paul is saying, and I agree with him 100%, is when you make a substance illegal, like marijuana, for instance, the Nixon administration did a study on this, and they wanted to demonize marijuana. What they found was that when people smoked marijuana, they were less likely to be involved in violent crime, less likely than those who were drinking. So not to be pushing any particular drug, not alcohol, not, and look at the abuse of prescription drugs. We've got more people on antidepressants and every mind-numbing thing to just mitigate life away. So you've got basically, we're allowing the white coats to push any kind of drugs, and that's okay. But then we tell people that they can't smoke marijuana because it's an illegal drug. Well, it's an illegal drug because the government can cash in on it. And what we're saying about prohibition is that it doesn't work. You don't have people stopping drugs because the government says don't do it. We have a higher incidence of drug abuse than we did before it was made illegal in this country, when opium was, and the reason opium was made illegal was because it was a racist thing against Chinese immigrants. But let's also go back to the gay marriage thing. What Ron Paul is saying is that the federal government should have absolutely nothing to say about marriage. It's up to the states, and government shouldn't be telling us who we can marry and sanctioning it. It should be between a man and a woman and their church and their pastor and their God, and it should not be a civil thing. And the states have every right to determine what is considered legal marriage. He's right on that.
Well, I beg to differ. I really don't think, as a Christian country, we should allow these scum to have gay marriages to even breathe air. If we could stop them running out of the country, just execute them. That's why I feel, because it causes AIDS, which is a disease, which is what in the Bible God had the children of Israel destroy several, like Jericho, because they're full of diseases. And that's what it's the tuberculosis people were actually confined, and the AIDS guys would be confined, which means, I guess, sitting in the house would be empty the next day if we could get all the queers out of those places. But I've heard that prohibition would have worked because the Catholic Church, basically, which are a bunch of damn drunks in the first place, didn't want the laws enforced in New York and Boston and Chicago and stuff like that. And if the Catholic Church hadn't had its thugs in there that controlled enforcing the law, and so-called peace officers at that time, it would have worked, which I'm sure you disagree with. But on the History Channel, they clearly pointed that out, Kenny was hauling drugs and beer in here like he was water and making a fortune off of it, and he being Catholic didn't bust him. And therefore, prohibition was a fun thing for the thugs to have illegal, and no effort was made to stop. The speakeasies were known by everybody and every cop in the whole town. Nothing was done to shut them down because it was just a part of the Catholic game.
Well, wait a second. Alcohol in and of itself, I mean, if you talk about what Jesus' first miracle was, if alcohol was such an abhorrent thing, yes, it can be destructive to those who abuse it, but in and of itself, we can't look at alcohol and say the government should tell us we can and cannot use this substance. Yes, there are people who abuse it, and it's very destructive to families and individuals, but when you get the government telling you that you can't have a glass of wine or a glass of beer, then are they going to tell you that you can't do this and you can't do that? It's a personal freedom issue.
Well, I don't know, like to say also that what Jesus saw flowing water into wine was not the laboratory concoctions we have today. The wine that wine made naturally a very low alcohol content. But
it did have alcohol in it, didn't it?
But not to the point people drink today.
Did it have alcohol in it?
Well, I think you're making a bad point, because That's like comparing cocaine to drinking chocolate candy. I mean, that's absurd because the laboratory concoctions and alcohol and ale and beer and whiskey, all this stuff, I mean, that's not any way comparable to the alcohol that Jesus drank. I mean, 10,000 tons of something versus one drop of something is not comparable, in my opinion.
Okay.
So, LeBron Paul does
man.
Support. Well, would you check out that website, closingborderhand.com, please? Consider letting the Constitution Party get involved in that.
Absolutely. I'll take a look at it. Thanks so much, Dan.
Need a bit.
Thanks, Dan. Mary, you sent me one thing I'm just now looking at because my email is in total disarray as I'm trying to clean it up after this Los Angeles trip. But you sent something to me, a news release out of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, on Is the Vote Rigged? Effort to expose computer vote fraud leads to lawsuit. Talk about that a little bit this morning in the last few minutes.
All righty. Are we going to do that when we come back?
Yes. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Mary Sterrett, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The
We're back. This is Mark Dantoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Mary Sturt, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party. We just have a few minutes to go with Mary, but I wanted to ask her about this piece that she sent me from Lancaster, Pennsylvania on computer vote fraud and the fact that that has led to a lawsuit. Go ahead, Mary.
Yeah, real quick, and people want to read this, they can go to constitutionparty.com and also click on the upper link for free email alerts. We'll send this stuff out to them. What we're doing is we're the only political party that has gotten behind this push to clean up our elections. We've got third world elections of this country based on electronic voting. It makes no sense for us to do all the politicking and trying to change the world when we've got electronic voting here at home, which is really just rife with fraud. The folks at Princeton and Stanford, the computer scientists there, said, give me a month, and they'll be able to hack into the computer systems, the electronic voting systems that virtually every county has signed on for. Unless we have accountability, paper ballots, a trail where we can actually watch what happens to our vote, we are in no way, shape, or form going to get seriously clean elections. The Clean Elections lawsuit is based to challenge the states. There are 10 now, 50 are going to be ultimately the aim, to challenge these states to produce clean elections, and that's to get rid of electronic voting. So fortunately, the folks at votefraud.org and a number of other organizations are on this, but our election system is really, really flawed.
Yeah, and as your news release points out, that since 1988, all but a handful of the 3,142 counties in the U.S. have delegated the counting process done in secret to several mega companies, Diebold, ES&S, Hart, and Sequoia. All 50 secretaries of state have approved these systems. So in essence, what we have, at least in my judgment, Mary, is a situation where there is a very real potential for a nationwide fraud to be perpetrated on the public in the event that the powers that be decide that it's time to do a little electronic computer hacking.
Yeah, especially if somebody like Ron Paul gets even further than he is now. They can't allow that to happen. The globalists in both parties have way too much invested at this stage of the game to let somebody like Ron Paul, who defends the United States Constitution, or perhaps the Constitution Party candidate, to allow them to get farther, and it looks like it's going to happen. So that's why we've got to be really, really cognizant of what's going on right now.
One more thing, Mary. We've got less than 30 seconds probably. I'm noticing in the American Free Press that Gary Hart, of all people, now joins both Brzezinski and Ron Paul in warning Iran's leaders that the U.S. government has a history of staging provocations in order to initiate conflict with other nations, and that Iran could be next. In the warning, Gary Hart cites the sinking of the USS Maine in Havana Harbor in 1898 that led to the Spanish-American War, as well as the fabricated Gulf of Tonkin incident that led to military escalation during Vietnam. Do you think, Mary, that we could be looking at a false flag incident just around the corner?
Absolutely, and the only way to get Americans on board is to do something so horrendous that we'll forget that we hate the war we're in now, and we'll jump on board for the next one.
That's the way I see it, too. And between Congressman Ron Paul and the very fine activists of the Constitution Party, it seems to me that these are the only alternatives for the real American right in these dark days in which we live. I'd like to thank Mary Sturt, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, for being my guest today on Mark Dankoff's America. Bedros Hodgin will join me tomorrow to discuss the Zionist role in the Armenian Genocide of 1915 to 1917. This is Mark Dankoff signing off today from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. God bless you.
With recent